Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop. John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. That's Figgy Fig. Hanging out with you. And obviously, you are hanging out, especially when you get involved with the program on the text line, 713-572-4610, or also on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch page as well, 610 Houston. And look, you might have missed...
I did.
You might have missed some transpiring some doings last night with the Astros. Honestly, I'm not going to lie, and I felt stupid when this moment came, right? Obviously, getting ready for Astros baseball, I was like, all right, they're playing the A's. In my brain, even though knowing they're on the West Coast, we get around 7. I'm like, all right, here we go.
It's so funny you say that.
Let's get ready for some baseball. And I was like, oh, that's right. Like, I think that's about when the lineup came in. I was like, oh, yeah. No, they're playing at 9.
Yeah, you know, our routine at the house, we're watching shows and watching the whatever game's on. And my wife turns to me and says, put it on the Astros. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot. I thought they were playing tomorrow, like a dummy. And then I put it on Space City Network. I'm like, well, maybe they are playing tomorrow.
What do they have, like fishing on? Which you were probably like, this is just as good.
The worst programming.
Look at you taking side swipes.
Outside of the Astros? Oh, God.
And Rockets?
You don't like that extreme?
I'm like this time.
You don't like that extreme tag?
I don't know what you're trying to swipe at.
Hey, that extreme tag is pretty fun.
Tag? Yeah, we'll play tag.
I think the extreme tag is great for about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right.
All due respect, but no.
Sure, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, so if you didn't stay up, you missed a game that ended maybe not in the Astros' favor, but it did, and this is cut three here, Fig. It did sound like this at the very end of the contest.
Oof. That sound.
That was an absolute bomb. A bomb off the bat of Nick Kurtz.
I'm not going to lie.
Man.
I'm a little salty because I didn't know that part could get that loud.
That's true.
It was in their turn.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get it. Nick Kurtz, 447 feet.
You know what I'm going to say? Properly struck. That ball was properly struck.
I will say, I've gotten texts from people like, hey, y'all got walked off? 447, huh? And I'm like, and this is where, you know, being a stat nerd has served me. I'm like, doesn't count. Doesn't count. First of all, it happened after midnight. Doesn't count. second of all, maybe more importantly, I feel like the park played in some factor of this. Like, I talked about this yesterday, the second most hitter-friendly park by Park Factor, by Baseball Savant. Second, and very closely so, to Coors Field. Except there's a difference in elevation. Can you guess how much difference there is in feet of elevation between Sacramento and Denver?
I'm going to say 4,000 feet.
5,200 and let's say 50 feet.
Yeah.
In elevation. Mm-hmm. And This park, if you get it up, it goes. And yeah. So, I mean, that happened. However, it also is like the furthest hit walk-off swing in like over a decade, since like 2013, I think. So yeah. Also, you got to give Kurtz his due.
Yeah.
However, that is how it ends for the Astros, a 3-1 loss in which your one run came very, very early on from Jose Altuve. So you missed this, but like within the game, I think that there were some challenges that these are the things on the other side of the Astros keep getting it done that it feels like are showing up to some degree.
Yeah, as Brian McTaggart would say, first of all, on that home run, that ball would have been out in all 30 parks and Yellowstone.
I'm going to continue to contend with this, because I do wonder if all 30 ballparks, obviously with the straight distance, with the circumstances, does that swing go in? It probably does,
because
it was a really good hit. It was a really good hit. But you know what? I don't know
if that would have been out in all the parks.
I retain the right to be ornery and skeptical here.
Went 450 feet.
Look, stop taking away my excuses. These are the excuses that I hold on to make myself feel good at night.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this one or that one. But to your point, how many of these can they withstand? And we're talking about the McCullers injury, of course, and manipulating and fiddling with the lineup and all that. It's kind of a nothing to see here in terms of how the Astros are playing overall and some of the things that they're doing offensively and clutch hitting and coming back, and we know the story. It's kind of a nothing to see here, but is it completely? Because we saw, first of all, we saw Ryan Gusto pitch about as well as you could expect, but they stretched him a little bit. He could have been out of that game a little earlier in a normal circumstance, but they needed to stretch him a little bit to make sure that the bullpen got some was able to withstand the late innings of a close game. So you kind of look at that and you're like, I don't know.
You're looking at this where, especially after we get the Lance McCullers news, we got to stop on that.
Yeah.
Now they're in, you're looking at Joe Espada in a space where he's looking at it and he's like, we got to get six out of more of these guys, especially when they're going well, as opposed to just accepting five and going to the pen.
I thought it was obvious. You probably have the box score in front of you. I do not.
I do.
He was really good through four, I believe, if my memory serves. And then I went to bed. But after that, they kind of stretched him a little bit. Another time through the lineup, maybe had to really press it a little bit. This is a Lance McCullers factor. I thought it was pretty obvious that Joe Espada was trying to milk the most, put it together with tape and string as best that he could. So we'll see how many more of these they can withstand, and certainly we have to see on the McCullers news.
Yeah, and let's talk about the McCullers news that we're doing here, because if you somehow don't know the news, Lance McCullers, we found out yesterday, that he had hurt his leg. And he hurt his leg, and he was immediately going to the IL, 15-day IL stint immediately. And we were like, what? In fact, this was actually
– right, I'll put it this way.
This was the news being broken on the drive with Clint and Ron, and T-Mill is the one who actually gets the news. And if you didn't know that that show is invested in what's happening here – and if you didn't know, the show did not know about what the news was before he heard it. You'll be able to tell very quickly.
You got a guess?
I got a guess. And I feel like I'm going to be right.
Does it start with a P?
I have not looked at it. I was going to say Paredes.
Starts with a P. That's where I was going with it. All right, T, what you got, baby?
Not great news to start this Monday edition of The Drive. Multiple sources now reporting, and the Astros actually just emailed me themselves. The Astros have scratched Lance McCullers Jr. start tonight. Dump that, please. And put him on the injured list with a right foot sprain.
Right foot sprain is the injury. And I mean, I feel like that's how we all felt. In fact.
Oh, he spoke for a nation.
I was watching that live on YouTube over at my desk. And he said that with a lot of force. I'm like, oh.
You saw me get the news, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I had a similar reaction, although I was not on FCC regulated air. So, I mean, it did not go over the same way. I mean, like, what more? Whose cereal did the Astros urinate in? Like at this point, like what deity have they wronged in such way that another one? At what point does this become too much to deal with?
Well, that's my question. You know, how much more can they withstand? You know, if you go down the list, I know I can't even remember all the guys that are on the IL. I mean, it's been just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you should be, because the Astros literally put out an accounting of the many people who are managing or, you know, dealing with injuries and trying to find their ways back. And let me see if I can pull this back up so I can have it in front of me and give it to you.
DeZenzo.
So there's injury and rehab updates on Spencer Arrighetti, who is going through flat ground throwing progression for whatever that's worth. He's supposed to report to the team facility in Florida later this week. JP France apparently threw a live BP in Florida this week. Luis Garcia threw 25 pitches in a side session in Florida on Saturday. Christian Javier threw 20 pitches. Yordan Alvarez and Zach DeZenzo are both continuing rehab here locally, but neither has progressed to hitting. Pedro Leon apparently is returned from rehab last Tuesday, so he's currently running, hitting, throwing, what have you. And Chaz McCormick started hitting. Like, they had to put out a separate release, just like, hey, here's what's happening with all these cats, because just to give you a one-stop shop on the information of injury. There's so much happening with the Astros. Like, at what point does it become too much?
The way I would put it, there is a place, there is a line where it's just going to be too much. Are they on that line right now?
I mean,
I kind of saw a couple of signs last night where they're like, ooh, we got it.
What were the other ones for you? Because at least thankfully, Isak Paredes returns in this one, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And I guess I did want to ask you, how did you feel about looking at him? I know he only DH'd, so he only swung. We didn't see him in the field. I'm interested to see if he's going to continue doing that for a day or two more or what have you, or if he does get back to the hot corner. But you got Luis Guillorme out there, right?
That's another one right there.
I mean,
nice catch, by the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Nice catch, ranging out into a shallow left field to go and make a grab. But I mean, you've got that happening in addition to all of this. You talked about the various starting pitchers that are having to give you. I mean, it's two guys that you really trust in Frommer and Hunter Brown and a whole bunch of rookies who are doing what they can. But how long do you expect them to be able to continue to do that consistently? And I mean, there is a level of credit as we have had to give to the organization on building up these, you know, young pitching prospects to be able to come up and do what you need. However, is that fair to expect that they're going to continue to do that, as you're going to have to expect them to do that? Because this is a 15-day IL stint that they well, actually, can we stop down on this? Because it felt like this came out of nowhere, where it was like, did this happen today? They just touched down to Sacramento. In fact, the Drive was talking about this themselves. And I had that. We were having the same conversation, myself, Fig, and our program director simultaneously at the same time on the side. Was just
simultaneously at the same time?
Yes, that's right. Yes. I just wanted to add more context and make it abundantly clear what I was talking about when I would use a word that's maybe a little bit.
I apologize.
No, it is fair. It was redundant. That is fair. But I mean, was there imaging? When did they get it back? Here's Julian Morales on the broadcast yesterday, giving us a little bit of insight into when this injury actually happened.
The Astros making a roster move earlier today. They have placed Lance McCullers Jr. on the 15-day IL with a right foot sprain. Joe Espada spoke about this injury earlier that happened on Saturday in the weight room, a freak accident. Joe called it, saying he just kind of rolled his foot while he was getting his work in there. So, guys, he has stayed back in Houston. He will be getting some treatment. The hope is that this is not long-term.
All right. A freak accident.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of freak accidents happening.
Two Spencer words Arigetti. That immediately. Yeah, two words that immediately go, okay, what's going on? A freak accident, Reggie.
Yeah, just kind of sprained his foot.
You may hear about that tomorrow, Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. So, I mean, at least it wasn't one of those things where it felt like it came out of nowhere on like, hey, this happened and instantly they put him on. But I'm still in this place.
A freak accident would mean like maybe a broken ankle.
I don't know. Our weight fell on his foot. She was indicating that he somehow turned it or whatever. And Sean Pendergast tweeted that, you know, the good news is that it wasn't the arm. And I responded, are we even sure? All due respect, but are we even sure that it is a foot?
Wait, what are you doing at this point?
Think about the Astros. Think about the things they say. Think about the number of times.
You think they just lie about the portion on the body that put him on the IL?
That will be insane. If he has some type of arm or elbow issue, says a sprained right foot.
This is the Astros, man.
This is a wild level of doubt, though.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm doubt. I said, are we even sure? Let me go around the room here.
I think that qualifies as doubt.
I would say,
go around the room. Are you 100% sure that it's the foot?
Yes.
I would say yes, but I wonder if it's like broken or something. And they just saying sprained.
Right. We're not even questioning severity at this point. You're questioning if they have the either capability or the moral standing to like even get the right portion of the body correct here.
713-572-4610. I want to believe it's the foot. I find it hard to believe that if it's the arm, they wouldn't come up with some lame.
They would have said general soreness or something like that, or rest.
But I cannot sit here in good conscience and tell you 100% I'm sure it's the foot.
This is an I didn't realize.
I'm looking you dead in the eye.
No, I know. I understand. 100%, I don't think you're lying. I didn't realize that we had gotten this to this level of doubt with the Astros organization.
The Astros. It's the Astros. 100%?
Yes, 100% that it's the foot.
713-572-4.
This is
I will be shot if it wasn't a foot and if it was something else.
Well, I would be, you know, surprised, I'll put it that way.
What kind of grifters do you think this team is?
But have you been paying attention?
I have been, but like to this level to where it'd be like, man.
Here's where I think it might go. It's more than just he rolled his foot. He stayed back in Houston.
Correct. They knew this. Saturday thing, right? Yes. Like even with it happening on Saturday, it's still pretty quick turnaround. Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday to be like, yeah, he definitely putting him on IL. Definitely not having him travel and all those things. Somebody said I'm a DM him.
Sadly, I agree with Lopez.
All right.
See, I wouldn't be
fractured tibia. Somebody said.
All right, that's reckless speculation first and foremost.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if someone was fractured. Mm-hmm. And they just trying to cover up as a sprain that maybe months later when he finally come back or close to coming back, they say, oh, yeah, it was a little bone fracture in there. But, you know, the swelling, it was too much swelling. So we couldn't see.
Yeah, but I mean, more than turning my attention to like, is it actually his foot? My attention more is just this is another, you know, another thing picking at what has been a strength for you, which has been an opportunity or one of the reasons why you've been able to win baseball games and develop a level of a cushion here.
Yeah.
And is like, are you going to be able to sustain this, especially because that cushion could be ravaged, right? Like the savings that you've racked up could ultimately be eaten into with you just kind of having, having Gusto and Colton Gordon and, you know, all the folks that you're having at Walter have to get in here and do more and more and more. And then are you going to tax your pen and are you going to find the offense? And is this going to get to the place that you need to get to continue to hold your AL West lead right now?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, somebody said I had the same. Are y'all really we're really at this point, huh? There's that much doubt.
I would say it's the foot-ish.
Okay.
But I am astonished. Even sure if, 100%?
If it's like, if they say it was the foot and it's, we find out later it was really the arm or something like that, somebody got to get fired, man.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, one, I think MLB is coming to you with
sanctions.
Yes,
they need to
sanctions.
Be investigated.
Yeah. But I just can't imagine it being that case. All right, that is wild.
You,
all right, you're in the loop right here on Sports
Look
Radio
at the
610.
Text board.
I'm amazed that we, like, there's good reason to have doubt with the Astros organization on whether or not they're, like, adequately treating injuries or whether they're catching them at the right time. The idea that they'd be like, this is an arm, but actually we're going to say it's a foot? Man.
First thing I thought of, I had the same thought. I mean, just on and on.
We need like a reporter out there somewhere. Oh, yeah, we just seen Lance McCullers walking around in the clubhouse. I ain't see a boot on his foot or nothing.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we talked yesterday about the 30th anniversary of the Rockets sweeping the Magic, which happened on Sunday. But there was something that happened 31 years ago today. Let's talk about one of the biggest days in the history of sports. We'll talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.